from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number 3 on this Sunday morning. All right, let's head down south. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna De La Cruz. Rihanna, what's up?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I couldn't be better. And where are you at this morning, Mansfield or Baffin?
Well, actually, I'm actually in Stockdale right now. I'm out of town. I'll be in Port Mansfield this afternoon. Hopefully be rolling in around between 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We just closed on a brand new camper, and it's located over here in Stockdale. So I'm going to be towing that almost 40-foot trailer from Stockdale.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to move it into the RV park that I'm at in Port Mansfield. So
cool.
I'm currently renting from a buddy of mine. Mm-hmm. He's been nice enough to allow me to rent from him, and it's worked out well for the meantime. But I wanted something a little bit bigger and maybe a little bit newer, and so found one over here that was just right. And the folks that had it before were wonderful, and so we closed on it, and I'll be towing that trailer down. Should be about a 5-hour drive. I'm kind of anxious about it. Never towed anything that big, you know. I've always, of course, my boat, from the tongue of the trailer to the motors, probably around 35 feet. So yeah. Trying to reason with myself, think, you pull that trailer with, easy all the time. So don't overthink it. But I'm just going to take it easy and hopefully
well,
I'll be rolling in.
At least it's not real windy. That's a bad thing about pulling something like that. It's in the high wind. Boy, I used to hate that.
Oh, yeah. Wind.
Pull that Troutmaster trailer up and down the coast in those high winds, man. Swap
lines
in a heartbeat, man.
Oh, man. Yep. You know, my family, we grew up camping. And first we started out when I was really little. I was under 5 years old. We started out with a little pop-up.
Yeah.
And me and my brother were really young, so we could get away with it. And we would take it over to Goose Island State Park, and we would spend months out of the year there fishing. And, we'd go and wade fish, we'd go and just throw off of the bank, and we would go play golf at the country club and or in Victoria. And then once we got older, we upgraded to a little Jayco trailer, and I want to say it was probably 25 to 28 feet long, somewhere right in there, and it was so cute. It was so nice. It was like a home away from home. And if you know Goose Island, it's got a wooded area and then it's got the bay area,
right?
And so we would always camp in the wooded area, and because my dad was always afraid of the wind, messing up the awning and the things rusting out and out, and my mom was like, "It's gonna rust out anyways. We're right there, so might as well just stay on the bayside area." So we started staying on the bayside area, and it was like a new world, to us, staying right there in the water. So, camping, being in a camper and an RV, and it's comforting to me because I grew up traveling and having memories and family memories, and I can always remember waking up early in the morning smelling coffee brewing and bacon cooking, and my mom would be in the kitchen and the AC would be so loud and so cold when I would get out of bed. So those memories will live on forever. So it's very comforting to me, being in a camper, especially on the coast. Because I grew up, we grew up camping on the coast. But very, very exciting, and anxious. I've been anxious all the way up to this day, because I've never towed anything this big. So, and it's not a fifth wheel. It hooks up to the hitch, but it's got a special, special kind of. You got the sway bars, and
yeah.
So it's got a special kind of hitch. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah, very excited about it. So I'll be back in Mansfield today, and I'm going to get that set up. But I'm still fishing in Baffin. I've got my clients in Baffin until September 13th. So it's been this time of year for me is always really exciting because you're getting ready for dove season. You're getting ready for cast and blast. You're wrapping up kind of summer, really and truly. Mm-hmm. You're wrapping up the thought, the idea of summer, even though it stays hot until like mid-October until we start getting those little cold fronts that reach down to South Texas. But
right.
Oh, excuse me, my sinuses are, you can probably hear my sinuses are hurting me this morning,
y'all been catching some good fish down your way still.
Oh yeah, you know, as long as that shrimp is still there, those big trout are going to be there.
Yeah.
And so whenever that shrimp moves out, which is, it always, in the last, you know, 5-6 years that I've been fishing and baffing, that's the pattern that I've recognized at the end of, you know, summer, really, you know, hot temperatures. Once you start getting those cold fronts, the shrimp move out. And man, when that shrimp moves out, those trout fall with, they go out deeper, they'll relocate, you know, they're not way up shallow chasing them shrimp that are jumping way out in the water, you know, they're a little bit more scattered. And so you know, this time of year I've noticed that the bait doesn't move a whole lot, you know, they don't need to move a whole lot. It's so hot, I mean, it's just ridiculous right now how hot the temperature is, the water temperature is. I mean, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, if I'm not booked, if I'm not fishing, I'm not out in that heat. I'm like, man, you got to pay me.
I'm the same way. Only go out in it if you have to. Seriously.
No way. You know, that's one thing. And I tell buddies of mine, friends of mine, I said, you know, that heat exhaustion is one thing you do not mess with. I mean, even me at my age, I'm able to handle certain conditions and able to recover, but man, it's still tough for me. It's tough for me even at 28 years old, you know, fishing 3-4 days in a row in this heat is tough. The minute Mickey, I step foot off of that boat onto the dock, from that moment to the moment when I'm done putting up everything, cleaning the boat, that time frame is when I get zapped. You know, you're on this downfall. You know, you're all coming off of the high of the day. And, man, mentally, emotionally, physically, it just absolutely drains you. So, you know, I tell my guys, I tell my friends, clients, you know, buddies of mine that died, I'm like, man, you've got to stay hydrated. Even if you don't feel thirsty, I'm out there chugging water and electrolytes in between, and
it makes a
eating,
difference, especially,
you know,
for the next day when you get up to go do it again. You feel so much better.
Oh man, I tell you. And then, you know, the minute you start feeling a little headache or you feel a little lightheaded, that's when you know it's time to stop. It's time to to give it a little break, because you get heat exhaustion the next day. I mean, it's harder to recover, you know, especially if you got clients the next day. And I've been pretty close to there. I know last year I got exhausted once, and I had a client. I think I was on like day three, and I had some more clients the next day. It was around this time of year last year, and man, I just overdid it, and I was like, man, I learned my lesson. I'm not going to do that ever again. Go a long time without drinking something or eating something, and I get clients out there that hardly eat anything, and sometimes I'm like, man, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you or get clients that just, you know, they'll have one bottle of water and, you know, maybe a couple of beers. I'm like, gosh, guys, you know, y'all need to really, really drink some water. You know, I used to have some buddies that would go fishing with me on the weekends, and it wasn't a paid charter. They were buddies of mine, and we would go out and fish or sight cast, and they would bring their little ice chest full of beer. And if y'all know me, I don't drink at all.
Yeah.
So they never had a problem with me drinking their beer. But man, they would be on that liquid diet all day
seasoned
long.
Veterans.
Golly. And they're in their 40s, you know. Yep. I'm like, man, y'all are trained. Y'all are early trained veterans.
Pros, man. Pros.
And I don't know how. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, I don't judge. You know, you do what you want, but
you
don't get me in trouble.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got you a new rig, man. That's going to be awesome. Man, you're going to be.
Man, Mickey, I'm excited about it. I've got a boat barn too.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then right behind it are the boat barns for the RV park, and I bought one of those too for storage, and I tricked it out. I put up a pegboard, my little workbench. It's my little she shed now, my little hangout spot. A lot of stories are going to be told in that little barn. So,
Mama Cave. You know,
there you go. The Mama Bath and Trout Cave. So,
that's it.
I keep my boat in a slip. And so, the guy that owns the RV park, he's eventually going to, where the people keep their boats on the RV park, they're eventually going to make more RV spots there. So where I park my trailer, I'm not going to be able to do that sooner or later. So that boat barn is perfect. I could park my trailer in there. In the meantime, I could park my truck in there. Nobody knows I'm there. I can close the door. And yeah, it's awesome. I keep my golf clubs in there. And so I was thinking the other day, I was like, man, you know what? It'd be cool to have a golf simulator in here and come in here in the wintertime when it gets cooler.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that in this heat right now.
No. And, oh, man. Yeah.
Well, hey, I've got to run, but I'll check in with you next week, and we'll see how you be safe pulling home and get all set up. I know you're excited and everything, and I'll check in with you next week. Somebody wants to call you about fishing. How they get a hold of you, Rihanna?
Well, you can get a hold of me by calling 361-296-5400. I am in Baffin till September 13th, and after that I will be back down in Port Mansfield, and also I'm starting Casting Blast, so if you want to get on a dove hunt, I've got a sunflower field and it is full of doves, so give me a call. Cool. And let's get something on the books.
All right, Rihanna, you have a safe trip back. Always good talking to you. You have a good Sunday.
Thanks for having me, Mickey.
Hey, thank you. All right, see you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Rihanna De La Cruz down south, Baffin, Port Mansfield's where she fish. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Right back.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky tonk near the counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 620 here in the Bayou City. All right, next we're going to go to a special guest this morning, longtime sponsor of the Outdoor Show, Mr. Wade Bullard. Probably know him from Hookspit Performance Rods and Hookspit Fishing Gear, Allied Industrial Sales, Rusty Hook Lodge, Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. He's got a lot of irons in the fire. Good morning, Wade. What's up, man?
Man, you just lined it out right there.
I'm telling you, brother. How you been? Been a while.
Man, good. Good to hear you, Bubba. Yeah. It has been a while.
Likewise.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's going on in your world?
You named it all right there.
Yeah.
I'm wore out.
I don't know how you do it. I really don't. It's, man, what an impressive place you've turned that into, the Rusty Hook Lodge down there. Now, you're in Matagorda, and you're close to what, Selkirk Island there off the river?
Yes, sir, right off 60. You go take a right to Selkirk, turn left to me.
Yeah.
Right there, yes, sir.
Well, and this kind of started out with the Hookspit Junior Anglers. You know, you getting a place for them to do their summer camps and fishing trips and skeet range, skeet shooting, trap. I mean, you know, stock bass pond. You got duck ponds. I mean, you got a lot going on for them there, or anybody that wants to come down and enjoy that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A good friend of mine, Daryl Elliott, I actually went down there to do a camp, and he kind of got us started down there, and he's passed away recently, but he, you know, man, he saw the, you know, saw what we were getting into and liked what we were doing and helped me out down there. And then he found this little piece of property over there, and I was like, man, Daryl, there ain't a tree on that place. It's a darn hayfield. But we started looking at it. It had some duck ponds in the back of it, and said, I mean, you know, let's see what we can do out here. So went ahead and bought it and started developing, and it's been going and blowing since, I guess, middle of about January, February 2020, we started out there, and still making a mess, but we're getting there. I mean, it's come along real good, and we've had, this last 3-4 years of camps out there, and started doing some quail hunts and different things for, you know, corporate events, and just having a good time, man. Really have. It's been great.
Well, when these, I was looking at your dining hall and then all your lodging and everything. Now, what do these kids do when they come down to, like, a camp? What is it, like a week-long deal, or how does that work?
Yeah, we started bringing them in on Sundays. I used to bring them in on Mondays, but every Friday there's a darn tournament. So,
right.
Most of my guides are getting booked on those tournaments. So we started bringing them in on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoons, and they come down and we get them some fishing rods and fishing reels. And, you know, we've been blessed by our folks over at Pure Fishing over there. They give us a bait cast rod, a reel. They give us a spinning reel, and of course we build the rods for them. And everybody gets a set of reels and rods and their little custom jerseys. We put their names on them. And, you know, they go out there. We get them lined up. We spool up the reels, teach them how to do their, you know, all their spool speeds and all the brake system. Yeah. You know, just kind of teach them the basics and everything on Sunday. And then, of course, they get up Monday morning and out there with fishing guides, man. They just go out there and tear it up every morning.
So you book guides for them to put them in. What do y'all put, like three kids in a boat or what?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Three per boat?
That's what I like to do. I don't put any more than that on there.
No, four's, you know. I'm the same way. I like three plus me.
Yeah. And, I mean, I leave a boat, you know, just for the two, you know, just in case we got some kids that we've been blessed with a guy down there. His name's Ricky Connor. That he's been with us for, like I say, the last 4 years. And very patient with the kids that don't know what they're doing and kind of helps us out, you know, and get some boys right in line and or girls. Heck, every time we have a fishing camp, them girls win all the little competitions we got. I mean,
that doesn't surprise me.
I'm telling you, man.
I grew up fishing with a woman. My mom, she used to kick our butt every time.
Exactly. So, I mean, them girls get out there, they give a heck, too. So, and it's an awesome deal, man. We've been at it for good night. I think it's right on 2015. We're going in 10 years.
Has it been that long already?
Man, that's where we started out there at over at Topwater Grill, 2015.
I remember all that. And my dad, when I was taking care of him there the last couple of years of his life, he'd hear our phone conversations, you know, talking about the Junior Anglers Association and all that, and that's what he wanted. He said, if I die, he said, tell everybody don't waste any money on flowers and plants on me. He said, make your donations to Hookspit Junior Anglers, and he was really excited about, you know, what you'd done with that.
Yes, sir. No, it's been a fun run, man. We've had some good times with the kids. I mean, we had some kids come out there when I started doing the skeet shooting. It was just something else to fill some time in and something I enjoyed, you know. And when you bring out a little one of them Cabela's little $2.99, you know, little machines, and we'd sling a few at them and let them hit them. And I was like, these kids getting fired up about this stuff. Some of them were so scared they were shaking in their boots. And, I mean, it was something else, man. And we give them a little 410, a little junior 410, and they start firing off. And next thing you know, they're just standing proud and they hit one and it's on.
Yeah.
We had one kid that never shot a gun before, went out there and cracking off, you know, 19 out of 25 shots. And boy ended up going to, you know, doing this stuff for shooting for school. And next thing you know, he's shooting for college and he's doing a heck of a job, man. He's gotten a scholarship and everything. So
that's cool. Blaine's grandson, Dalton's into that. He's really good. He can swing a shotgun. Of course, that kind of runs in the family.
Yeah, right.
You know, hand-eye coordination. Fruit never falls far from the tree, does it?
I tell you what. Boy, that was good times fishing with Blaine, man. I tell you, that was good stuff right there.
Yeah, I tell you, he's a pistol. He's a pistol.
He's mad at him, man.
He is. He surely is.
No, well, brother, we're just trying to get it, you know, we're just keeping it lined and still blowing and going around here. And like I say, you can't quit when you got, you know, you got stuff going on, you get everything brewed up, and just can't quit moving around, man.
That's been a heck of a project. You know, you've been working on developing all that, and are you into this at the Rusty Hook Lodge? I know you've been down there a while, you know, putting everything together, building lodging and, you know, your banquet hall. And, man, man, you showed me those pictures. I've got to come down there and see it firsthand. But,
I mean, yeah, Jim.
It's impressive.
Yeah, man, we started on that, like I say, right in the beginning of 2020, and that was a dang hayfield, man. It was a hayfield, and we got out there. I never went got into the property, and it was just growed over. I mean, you couldn't drive, you couldn't do nothing, and I got over there, and we looked, and there was a levee in the back over there, and I was like, man, is that a pond? And they were like, oh, yeah, there's a big stock pond out here, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, man, that'll work. We got a bass pond. We can do this. So this is perfect, ain't it? Like I said, there ain't a tree on it, but we can do this. So got out there, bought the property, ended up driving out and getting some clearing done, and there was two big duck ponds in the back of it. And what it ended up being, there was a bunch of old boys that had this place from years ago, like 20 years ago, and it was a Ducks Unlimited project. So They got a shallow diver pond. It was a 20-acre pond that fed by a well that fed off into two other ponds in the back. And, I mean, it was like, you know, a bird hunter's paradise, if you will.
Right.
So we revamped everything, and I mean, there was, you know, 200 amp service on the side right there. I said, we'll just start building right here, and we just kept on going and cleaned it up, and been doing all right with it, man. I mean, we've seen some birds. I mean, Matagorda used to be amazing with the ducks, but kind of slowed down a little bit, but we've got it cleaned up, like I say, and keep water in the ponds. We don't drain the ponds, and been seeing a lot of birds doing that type of thing, and started doing the pin raised birds. We got the quail out there, and I mean, them jokers are a mess. My goodness, are they a mess? But you know, we got we keep around 1,500 quail, you know, rotating out, and I've got a heck of a bunch of dogs. And
right.
That's another ones that are a bunch of a mess, but when we got some good dogs, I mean, you know, it's just something I never would have thought I'd be into. I guarantee you, Mickey.
How about your bass pond, man? You got any good bass in there?
Man, we did till the alligators.
Uh-oh.
Guarantee we got more alligators than we got fish. I know
that. You need to get some alligator permits.
Oh, yeah, we got them. Yeah, we got 5 permits this year. We were getting 3, and that still isn't enough, but I haven't seen them like we did last few years. I mean, they were, 3 years ago, we counted out 30, probably, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 footers, and we got 1.9, 1.10, and 1.12 point, 12 foot 7 inch off that pond.
That is a big one. That's a good one.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, they were running rampant, but I haven't seen them as heavy as they were in the last couple of years.
That's good. Thin them out.
That's right.
Eat up all your bass.
Sure. I mean, I was putting those in, you know, I had the big pond that was shallow, so I've dug it out. We got some belly scrapers in there for, I don't know how many hours I paid them jokers to dig that darn thing out, but
Boy. We
finally got that big boy deep enough. We got some crappie holes in it, but I was stocking the back pond that's got the one of the little 10-acre duck ponds. We went in there and stocked that dang thing. So
cool.
I just had to hook some fish out there for them kids. So, but yeah, them gators, they were tearing them up. I mean, heck, there were crab getting in there. It had blue crab full of that pond at one point.
Well, that's good. Keep raising them. I'll bring my traps down there. Get some big blues. I love them crab, buddy.
Yeah,
hey, Wade, hang on. Let me knock this commercial break out. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right.
Live down
the dirt. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 639 here in the Bayou City on a Sunday morning. All right, Wade, we're back, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right.
Heck yeah.
Well, you've got a now you got an event coming up. What, the 7th?
Yeah, September. Yes, sir. We have a gentleman down there that's a local down there, old Rich Ferguson with Nemesis Consulting. His son's all into fishing, man. He's fired up. He went to a couple of the camps back when we first started down there, and he just like, man, we got to put it on last, you know, a last hoorah, if you will, for the heat out here and get some folks on the water. So he put down a guaranteed, you know, a guaranteed payout $5,000 deal. And he said, man, let's see if we can't make something happen. So we put on the old heat wave slam, we're calling it.
Okay, well, it ought to still be good and hot in September. It usually is.
Not me. Yeah, heatwaveslam.com. They can go out there and register, and we're going to put a little shrimp bowl, old Buddy Seafood down there, and he's going to give us some shrimp to cook up, and we're just going to try to have a fun afternoon, you know.
Right.
Yeah, in the middle of the squelter and heat, but we're going to do it. So.
Right. You'll have plenty of parking, I'm sure.
Yeah. A little bit of concrete. We're pouring concrete right now.
Are you?
You're out here right now fixing to pour another little parking area out here. I mean, good night.
Well,
I guarantee.
And this benefit, that heat wave, that'll benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. That's right.
Cool.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's something we've been doing, you know, with the kids stuff, and then having the bass pond and the shooting ranges and stuff like this, we're able to bring some kids that are, you know, from the high schools down there. We're putting together some programs for them to come out and bring their disadvantaged kids out. And we've been doing that with Palacios for the last 2 years, and that's really an awesome deal. And they come out Thursday afternoon and take them to the bass pond and put them on them fish. And there again, two little girls just dominated. I mean, they were slaying them. And I don't even know how they found them, but they got into some darn little baby catfish over there that were probably, man, if they were 6-8 ounces each, I don't even know. But she got in this hole, and them two just stayed over there and just nailed these catfish. And I don't even know where the heck they came from. But, I mean, it was just all day long. And then she nailed off and got her about a 3-pounder out of there. And it was just constant with them two. It was something else, man. I'm telling you.
Your skeet ranges, you've got what, like a couple of regular station skeet ranges and a sporting clays also?
Yeah, we got, I built two fields. I got a two skeet fields with two, you know, the trap overlays. So you got trap and skeet on both of those fields, and then we're putting a six station sporting clays in. Have that done probably in the next 6 or 8 weeks, but that's a little different. We're going to take some of those machines, and we're actually going to use part of the station on the sporting clays course. We're going to use the duck blind and bounce those jokers off the water and do some different stuff out there. It's going to be pretty cool. So
right,
but you run to a six station course. I mean, there's just all kinds of mess going on out there, man. I just keep messing with it and keep going at it, and it's really been a fun deal.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to get these kids out there on that sporting plays course instead of just doing the, you know, regular trap stuff with them. Mm-hmm. We run a 5-stand setup. I've got a 5-stand on one of the courses, and, so we got the joke of the rabbit running on the ground, and 8 machines out there doing on that deal, and just fun stuff, man. I mean, that shooting deal is something I really want to focus on a lot more than, you know, just the fishing stuff. And it's brought a whole nother parameter in with these kids, giving them some training and, putting a gun in their hand, teaching them the gun safety, very responsive. I mean, they you know, these kids, they don't focus very well nowadays, but you put a shotgun in their hand, man, they start listening to you.
Sure. Yeah. It's like a fishing rod. Same thing.
That's it. That's right.
Well, that's a good opportunity for them, especially with the local schools around there to be able to use that course and all that. That's cool.
Yeah, man, we're hoping to get the 4-H groups and bring in the 3 or 4 high schools down there to try to make it their home base. We're going to try to focus on that. I haven't, you know, I hadn't really reached out yet. But like I say, we just completed that deal about 6 months ago, you know, fully and got everything dialed in. And, you know, of course, we rolled into camps and everything else. So I figure after this school year, getting that springtime, I'll finalize that deal with the schools and see if we can't start it out 25. So
I got you.
Heck yeah, man.
That's big time. You know, well, and the good opportunity, too, for just regular old Joes at fish tournaments and stuff. They come down to Matagorda, and there's a big tournament that weekend. I know finding a place to stay is kind of hard at times, and you've got a good opportunity for them there. They can, you got plenty of lodging, huh? What do you sleep up, about 40 people or so, something like that?
Up there, yeah. Yeah, we got 2 large cabins that'll, you know, sleep 14 each for the, you know, the camps, and then
right.
Got 3 rooms that'll sleep 4, you know, comfortably.
Right.
Large bunk beds. These are not, you know, the bunks we have aren't, you know, little twins or tight knit. Big boys like us can get in them, you know.
Bubba models.
Yeah.
Got the Bubba model bunks, man.
Double XL, you know, mattresses, and, you know, we make it comfortable. You know, there's, 4 restrooms in each one of the big bunks, you know, separate restroom showers, you know, you can go in there and
right
a private little corner for yourself. And we got the, like you say, the other 3 rooms that are queen suites, we call them. They got a bunk and got a queen bed in there, and they're all, you know, they've got their own restrooms as well, showers, everything full amenities in each room. And yeah, like I say, man, we're building another lodge building right now. Should have that one done probably closer to March, and we'll be up to 60 folks out there. So
that's awesome. Well,
yeah.
Hey, and you know, fishermen, when you're fishing a tournament, back when I did them, all I wanted was a good, clean, dry place to sleep, air conditioned, you know, just
exactly.
Any kind of comfort will go a long way. You're tired, you want to come in and just go to bed and crash, man.
Yeah, you know, Matagorda's a small town. It's a tight-knit community. It's they've been open arms down there as far as, you know, the folks that we run into, and they support us real, you know, real.
Oh, yeah.
For the, you know, the folks out there, and we've been blessed with the groups out there, man. I mean, the schools, we went out and did a school. They started, they were down to just elementary during the year, and mm-hmm. And now they've got all 3 schools back. They've got it, you know, all the way through high school again. So 2 years ago, we went over there and built an ag barn for them. They were struggling with trying to get that program back up. And so I went out there and built an ag barn for them. And they, you know, they're going to start doing those hogs. And they got a couple cattle. And they're going to run that deal this year, so that ought to be interesting to see that going on. So,
cool. That's awesome.
There's a good community down there. It's like you say, it's a small town, but it's a bunch of great folks down there.
Yeah, Matagorda. There he is. I like Matagorda, man. Always have. That was one of my favorite tournaments put on every year with Trout Masters. Was, you know, we did 2 a year in Matagorda. It was a lot of fun. Good folks.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a text from a listener. Mike wanted to know how much it costs to sponsor a kid.
Well, I mean, the camps right now, they're kind of steep, don't get me wrong, and everybody kind of turns their head and goes, what the heck are you doing? But it's $2,000
to house and feed a kid, man. plus booking a guide for him and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we started out back in the day, there was bunch of volunteers and everybody. I mean, good night. We did the day camps we had 50 kids down there topwater, and then we went down to Galveston Yacht Base and started doing them. But all the guys that came out there were, you know, volunteering, and we didn't charge anything for it, you know. But it's a stout program. Like I say, the kids get, you know, right at, I think, $600-$800 worth of gear. I mean, we had Kelly Wiggler step up this year, and the gentleman that owned and bought Kelly Wiggler also gave us the Naughty Hook.
Higgins.
Yeah. And he came in and gave us the jig heads this year and Naughty Hooker. And
awesome.
I mean, that's my favorite jig head, by the way. I mean,
that
there
is
ain't
a good jig head. It is.
It's stout. Yes, they are. And so that helps out. But they get all that stuff as well. Personalized jerseys, combo rods and reels, braided line. I mean, you know, it's probably about $500-$600 worth of gear they get each. And then, you know, the opportunity to fish with a guide every day, and they fish with different guides. So they experience different, different
techniques. So they learn different ways, lure fishing, live bait fishing, all of it.
Exactly. And they get the option, you know, we give them the option to, hey, you want to throw plastic? We'll put you on this boat. If you want to go wading, we'll put you on this boat. So we just started doing the wade deal this year. So, and kids, man, they get, you know, they get a lot of experience. They get a lot of time. They get a lot of camaraderie. I mean, we've had kids that come in from different parts of the country to, you know, different parts of Texas, and now they're coming back together. I mean, it's their time to, you know, bond and everything. But
right,
like I said, right at $2,000. I mean,
that ain't bad.
I don't think so. I mean, five days of fun fishing.
What it costs to send your kid to a summer camp and all that? This is even, you know, I think this is even better. It's more outdoorsy. It's more hands on.
Yes, sir. Indeed. So yeah, that's the pricing of it. I mean, it's you know, it pays for what it gets. I mean, that's what we do. You know, there's no it barely covers overhead. Let's put it that way.
I understand. Hey, stuff ain't cheap anymore. It's just it's the way life is now. It's not good, but
that's right.
It is what it is.
That's it, man. I mean,
real
we have
quick
fun.
Before we run out of time, do y'all? I know you mentioned y'all do some hog hunts too.
Yeah, we got some close thermal hog hunts, man. Run them out there. We run them out in the golf cart, sneak up on them, and we get to blast them, give them hell, man. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I'm sure with the setup there, that sounds like, you know, the way your property's arranged. You know, you got water, you got everything else. You're going to have hogs, man.
Oh, yeah. They come out in full force, man. You get them. We've got 6-feeders on the property, and you'll see them trailing from each one to the other. And we track them down, and we get a group in there. We bring I don't like to do more than about 4 to 6 guys, of course.
Right.
I mean, you're out working. But we, like I say, we sneak up on them in a golf cart and just get after it. They line up, and they give them hell, man. It's pretty crazy. it's something to see, I tell you.
I bet it is.
Yes, that sir.
Thermal hunting, that's a big deal nowadays. People really love that at night. It's cooler, too.
Yes, sir. But like I say, we've been doing the quail stuff. I mean, the quail stuff's awesome, too. I mean, I've got some great dogs. You get there, and, you know, you run them dogs in there, and they pop them up, and it's just like being up in the upland. I mean, we've got we've got grass grown. We do some rows. It's comfortable. We've got big blinds out there that you don't get wet, you don't waller in mud, you just go get into it. And we've got the capability to do that, too. I've got another about 1.5 miles of shoreline down there that it's all brackish, all grasslands. I mean, you get in there and you get the divers, you can get dirty, you get muddy. We can take you down and do that, but you just want to come down and get in a duck blind and be comfortable. I mean, heck, we can put 10 guys in a duck blind. You're sitting there, man, we're making coffee, we're cooking eggs in the blind, you know. It's
man, hotel blinds, that's good stuff, man. Now you're talking my kind of lingo there, buddy.
That's it.
Sitting in a duck blind with some other guys and, hey, shooting a few ducks, got coffee and eggs and bacon. Hey, you don't get any better than that, brother.
That's right. So, like I say, we're hosting some big deals down there. We've got the banquet halls. You know, we can put 300 people in there, and it's kind of a deal Matagorda needs. I mean, I feel like that there's a lot of opportunity for folks to expand their events down there with us and still using the harbor for the weigh-ins. They've got a beautiful facility down there. And then
yeah, they do.
Come out and, you know, lodge with us and have your after parties and your, you know, your team building events and all that stuff down there, man. We got a heck of a facility for it. So we are looking to the future down there. I'd like to say it's beautiful, you know. It's a beautiful bunch of people down there. They got a wonderful community and the fishing's, you know, it's incredible. And all the wildlife we got is just, it's amazing, man. I can't.
It's a good getaway too, man. Get out of the big city and throw it. Just have a big family reunion or whatever there, you know?
Exactly. That's right. That's right. Hour and a half from you, you can't beat it.
No, you can't. That's convenient. And
yes, sir.
Get away from all the hustle and bustle and get out in the great outdoors. Get out in the country, man.
Heck yeah, man.
Smell some fresh air. All right, Wade. Well, cool deal. So if anybody's interested in the Heat Wave Slam, just go to heatwaveslam.com.
Yes, sir. That's right. Heatwaveslam.com or give me a call, 832-731-1794. Or hit us up at rustyhookranch.com. And if you're interested in looking at the Hookspit Junior Anglers and the programs we got, we're opening registration for camps October 15th. And then go to hsjaa.com and see what's going on, man. I mean, we got a lot of fun stuff happening. So
yeah, it sounds like it. Well, we appreciate what you do for the community, Wade. You've always been really, really gracious and good for stuff like that. And I know I've had some good times with you over the years. Still fishing with your hook spit rods. Can't break them.
Oh, yeah.
Can't shake them and can't break them, baby.
That's it.
All right, yeah. Brother. Wade, always a pleasure. Good talking to you, man. Thanks for all the good info, my friend.
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you.
All right. Take care. See ya. That's Wade Bullard with Hook Spit, Rusty Hook, you name it. He's into it, and he does a lot for the community. And we appreciate guys like that. All right, well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But guess what? We'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.